Madam Chair, I will continue to address some questions that were raised in terms of the national service. Majority of the understanding to national service, or the questions that are raised, stem from misunderstanding. Misunderstanding and from not understanding context. The national service, of course, the duration of service is 18 months. When divided, the duration of secondary schooling, let me start from this. Then Proclamation number 82 of 1995 of the National Service Program is crystal clear on the issue of age. The articles 11, 1 to 3 deal with registration explicitly specify that the eligibility age for national service is 18. Pre-university education consists of 11 years before 2003, but this was revised in tandem with the comprehensive curriculum review that was undertaken by the Minister of Education. As a result, the duration of secondary school was extended by 1 year to a total of four years. Within the revised program, 12th grade schooling for all high school students was determined to take place at Sawa High School for a number of cogent reasons. University entrance is predicated on students obtaining passing marks in the National High School Leaving Examinations. Aggregating all students in one high school for last year creates a level playing field in and ensures higher meritorious competition. The 4 month period of national service is also taken as Sawa during that year. This is divided into two segments. 1 month in August prior to the start of the school year, and 3 months from April to June when students had already completed their academic year and sat for the National High School Leaving Examinations. Sawa High School is officially is fully administered by the Minister of Education and is not under the responsibility of the Sawa National Military Service Center. This duality of responsibilities and functions cannot be misconstrued as a militarization of education. The two functions occur at different times under different administrative bodies. Hence, education has not been militarized. The following multiple tasks of continuity are also promoted for those who participate in the National Secondary School Leaving Examinations in accordance to their achievement, which with no one left behind both in education and training. Those who score passing marks join the higher learning institutions and continue education at degree and diploma levels, and after graduation are deployed in various government bodies and national institutions. Students who fail to achieve satisfactory level of passing marks to qualify in the above higher learning institutions continue at the Sawa Center for Technical and Vocational Education. They gain middle-level technical skills and are similarly deployed to the work government places. The rest who completely fail are given opportunity to acquire the 1 year minimum level of practical vocational skills in the recently established vocational center in around some of the transformational development projects of the government, and directly are employed in the labor market. And it's worth mentioning here that the significant number of national service members have been integrated into the new remuneration system, which improved the salary scale of the civil service. In terms of everything that the government does, and we will continue to give it a human face. And as such, I will say that I'm a proud national serviceman of the 22nd round, and to even give it a more human face, I come from a family of seven siblings, that includes me, and all of us have completed our national service, and we are all employed in different government officials. And I'm not an exception to the rule. If anything, I am the rule. And majority of us come through this national service. To continue, the people of Eritrea have fought for 30 years long alone, without meaningful international support or sympathy. They have paid precious lives of 60,000 of their best sons and daughters. They have also paid dearly in the lives of 20,000 additional martyrs in the 1998 war of aggression. As such, Eritrea cannot listen to unsolicited advice from quarters that will not come to their defense when and if war erupts again, given that it's located in one of the most conflict-prone areas in the world. National service was introduced to deter existential threats to the country in critical times and in a turbulent region for reasons of legitimate national defense. In times of peace, national service members do not have any obligations other than to fulfill their duty of service of 18 months. But they are in theory part of the reserve army eligible for recall if and war erupts. It's as clear as that. In terms of the special rapporteur on human rights in Eritrea reiterates that human rights are indivisible and mutual reinforcing and rejects cherry-picking approach and politicization of human rights in contradiction with the principles of non-selectivity, sovereignty and constructive cooperation among states. Eritrea's stance remains the same. It did not recognize the ill-gotten politically motivated mandate back then, and it does not do so today. Eritrea has been targeted through politically motivated country-specific resolutions and mechanisms of the Human Rights Council for a decade. The underlying purpose and objective of these reports were and remain the vilification, isolation, and destabilization of the country for wider political aims. The special rapporteur's report has not changed back then and hasn't changed now, and we will not address it. In terms of this is what I have to add. I will leave the floor for other members of my colleagues.